Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're going to start covering the candidates a little closer. We'll be talking about Ron DeSantis and some of the other candidates. And we talked about them post-debate and all that. But it's worth discussing. And it'll be discussed a little bit of time until finally everybody decides, you know what, enough is enough. Let's just support Trump. And I think that's where we need to head. And it isn't me diminishing anybody for who you may support. There are some good candidates that we have running. And to be honest with you, almost all of them are good in some form. They've helped in their own way. They've helped the country. But now, as I've said many times, and I'll be talking about it later on, I just don't believe that they have the best interests of the country in mind anymore. That's my problem. I think the people running are running for the wrong reasons. But I do want to focus for a minute on Vivek Ramaswamy. The problem with Vivek Ramaswamy is he's really smart. And I know you're going, Kevin, but you're really smart too. You'd be right. Well, that aside, I'm saying some people can be too smart for their own good. And I'll use, He ended up being governor of Missouri. Navy SEAL. And he was too buttoned up for his own good. I met with him for lunch. He asked me to come over. Oh, geez, I almost had his name. But anyway, he asked me to come over. I met with him, and I could tell he had mapped out his life. He joined the SEALs. I found this later on. He joined the SEALs way past the age most people join, and he did it strictly for political reasons. Never served in combat. It was intentional. The more I dug under the covers, I think it was Eric or Greg. I can't remember his name now. I think it was Eric. Anyway, he's gone now. He got ran out. And what was sad is he was actually a pretty good governor, but he had a temper. But moving on, here's what he did that we found out later on. He had, I forget his name, dadgum, it makes me mad. But anyway, it was Eric for congressman, Eric for senator, Eric for governor, Eric for president. He had them already bought. He bought the URLs for everything that he would possibly run for. Greitens. Thank you. Eric Greitens. So he went into the SEALs to give himself credibility because you automatically have respect for Navy SEALs. Bright guy. Businessman. What else did he do? Started a charity for veterans. Very successful. Was a member of 40 Under 40. A mover and a shaker, up and coming, and already mapped it out. Scary people. Gavin Newsom, much the same way. I'll talk about him in a bit. So, here's Vivek Ramaswamy. He knew what he wanted to be years ago, folks. He was one of those kids who built his life around achievement. And ultimately, he said it to himself at some point, more than once, probably lives and breathes it. I will be president of the United States one day. Now, I told you before, if I'd wanted that, if that were my goal, I would have done it. But I would have been a very different person. Because you have to live your life very differently when you set it out. That's what I'm going to do. Now, there's some good things about it. You could say, man, I have to live a squeaky clean life. I mean, there's elements of it I get. And I think you do have to make that decision early. But here's the problem. The person who should be president shouldn't want to be. These are dangerous people. One goal oriented. I call them one trick ponies. You know who comes to mind? David Hogg. Bright kids, and you recognize their drive. You want to know who comes to mind? Anthony Weiner. They jump around from popular idea to popular idea, looking to ride waves, but they don't really know who they are. I watched an interview that Vivek did with a woman who's going to be attending my summit, the summit called the Vision Summit, Seeking Educational Excellence Vision Summit. I say my summit because I'm the founder of the organization. Charles Love, who you may have seen on Tucker, Charles is the executive director. But here's what I noticed with Vivek in that interview. He was very quick to adopt this woman's ideology. She made it a point to say, look, you're talking about race issues, you're using the wrong stats, and you're making it appear, you're making black people feel uncomfortable, feel marginalized by you. And he's like, yeah, that's fair. I'll take it under advisement. He's taking notes because he was wrong on stats. So she was right to call him out on that, but he should have said, look, I'm not here to make you feel marginalized. Because what he did say was this, I was right on principle. Even though my stats might have been off, I was right on principle. I didn't bother to pull the interview because I'm going to just kind of walk you through it. But here's my thing about this. If you've got ideas, and Vivek has ideas about black folks, and he uses them often, and she calls him out. She says, you use black people a lot in your descriptions. And what he should have said is, I use black people a lot in my descriptions because black leftists are the biggest whiners on the planet. And if my language seems like it's offensive, well, it's certainly not meant to be. People are going to take things the way that they do. And I'm not telling you that you can't change the way you deliver stuff. I mean, there are ways. I tell my wife all the time, there are ways you can say stuff to people. We both know this. That, you know, I can say something that sounds nice. And, yeah, you look good in that dress. But does that really make you feel flattered? So what Vivek could have said, and I don't have to have the clip to explain this to you. He could say, look, I understand there's some sensitivities around the issue, but let's just get away from that. Whether we use my stats, which I admit were wrong, because they were, the idea is still the same. The product of what I said is still the same. And if black people take offense to that, good, because it means you're ready to engage in a conversation. Take offense. And look, I always say this because I get into this discussion with other black folks. Like, Kevin, you just don't like black people. You do this about black folks. I'm like, no, I call black people out. You know, when we don't want to recognize our own problems, and I always say this. I say our problems are not unique to the black race. They are unique to a condition. In other words, you put anybody in this condition, you're going to get the same result because we're all humans. And that's what Vivek can say. But he doesn't say that. But anyway, going back to it, because we're curious over another segment. It bothers me when people can change their view, when they can be shifted that quickly. Stand on something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So what do you think about Vivek Ramaswamy? I'm looking at the poll numbers, and he's dropping. The last poll, and I referenced it in another show, but the last poll that I saw, Trump 59, DeSantis 13, Nikki Haley has moved up to third, 8%, Vivek at 5%. So he was up there higher. I believe he was the third person. And I've seen him on a lot of interviews. I didn't watch the interview. I saw him with Sharpton, where they had a discussion about Vivek making a comment back when Sharpton was running for president, as if that was ever a reality. And he's been on a lot of leftist, you know, different places. And I know why he's doing it. He's saying, you know what, I'm not afraid to go into the belly of the beast. I told you, he interviewed Christy Kelly, who's going to be at the Vision Summit, which is October 5th and 6th in the Phoenix area. I hope if you can't make it, you'll drive somebody to it. You can go to, I think it's, just go to the Kevin Jackson Network. You'll see it there. Or you'll see it at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. So visit either of those and you'll see it. It might even be at cvision.org, something like that. But you'll find it. But the lady that he interviewed, Christy Kelly, she's a black conservative, and she's got a little different take on things than I do, which is good. I like that. I like that we can have black thought that differs, but we still really truly want the same for blacks that we want. And Vivek understands that the black condition is what will get him noticed, and he talks a lot about it. But when he interviewed Christy, he ended up, he's taking notes and he's changing his views. That's, you know, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I think I could do this better. I could do, and I'm telling you, I'm all for improvement. But at your core, you have to be able to push back and say, well, let me ask you this, Christy. Is there anything that I've said that's blatantly false about the black condition? Is there anything that I've said? I mean, it might be hurtful. I'll concede that you might not have liked the style of it. But is there anything that I said that is wrong on its prima facie? And the answer would be no. Well, then, what you're asking me is a change of style, not content, right? Give some pushback. But he didn't. And the more that I'm watching the polling, the more that I'm watching what he's doing, I'm beginning to sense a level of desperation from him. And then, because he said some things that are pretty stupid. Even during the debate, he talked about abandoning Taiwan. You know, so yeah, we'll rebuild all of our factories over here and do our semiconductors, and then China can do what it wants with Taiwan. We won't really care after that. And people gigged him on it because it's an isolationist view. There's more to Taiwan than just in terms of not letting China take it back. If it was that easy, China would just do it. There's something else about keeping Taiwan, is what they call the Independent Republic of China and not the People's Republic of China. And when I lived in Taiwan, people made it a point to say, the IRC, we are the Independent Republic of China. I want to play this clip by Bob Domenech, because he really does a good job of kind of summing up Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'm curious if you feel the same. Here's a clip.
Did you see this? Vivek Ramaswamy says he wants Donald Trump to be his advisor if he wins, Ramaswamy, in 2024. Watch this, Ben. Roll it.
You're working with Donald Trump when I hope he's my advisor, frankly my mentor in my first year in office.
You managed to say that you thought Donald Trump would be your advisor as president with a straight face there, Vivek. I can see why you would want him as an advisor. It's the idea of Trump playing second fiddle to anyone. I think he's highly unlikely.
Is that a case of Vivek Ramaswamy expressing chutzpah? Would that be right?
I think it's very cute, but I also think that the Vivek campaign generally is very cute. It has all of the hallmarks of a precocious student who has read the Wikipedia page about a topic before he runs to class and now is very confident that he has the solution for every problem related to the issue at question. Look, I don't have a lot of respect for Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't think that when you look at his record, when you look at his business past, and when you look at all the different opinions that he held as recently as 2 or 3 years ago, you can find someone you can have any confidence in. I think he's playing a game on the people who are listening to him, and I think that this is another example of how unserious he is as a candidate. The idea that Donald Trump would be his leading advisor is just very, very silly, just as much as the idea that Russia would be able to do a pinky swear or something like that, that they wouldn't work with China in exchange for getting what they want out of Ukraine. It's just a very silly candidacy, and I think actually that people are waking up to that fact.
What are your thoughts? Give me a ring. 844-551-8255. Are you a fan of Vivek? Did you think he should be vice president? Maybe, I mean, he should be an advisor, you know, maybe a UN or whatever. I mean, I don't know. As I mentioned in the segment before, he's a bright guy. Very smart. Scholarship kid. Excelled, and you can watch him, his interviews from when he was a child, you know, or you know, college student, high school student, even maybe, to where he is now. And what I will tell you is he's still evolving. I don't know about you, but one of my biggest pet peeves is I don't want to be dealing with somebody who's still evolving. I'm at a point right now where I don't need to evolve. I know exactly who I am. No evolution necessary. And I'm not telling you that I can't continue to grow. I'm saying, but my core, the core of who I am, isn't going to change. Many of you Many of you listening have known me for decades. One of my buddies from high school, Robert, he sent me pictures of everybody. I was so overjoyed to see all these people. Willie Guy and Media and Karen and a bunch of other folks. James as well. And I'm seeing all my old friends, and I'm thinking, every one of those friends of mine know exactly who I am. And you know what? I know exactly who they are. And we haven't been together in decades, and we all still know who we are. Robert said to me, he goes, Kevin, there was a lot of conversation about you, man. People are like all proud of you, et cetera, et cetera, because I haven't changed. Same kid. Vivek doesn't know who to be. And this guy, Ben Domenici, he nailed it. He says, you know, look, it is a campaign that's starting to implode on itself, because who goes out and says, okay, Vivek says he's got all the respect for Trump. He campaigned for him during the debate. But he still believes he should be president, and he would make the former president his advisor. That is a nutty thing to say. I don't know who his campaign team is, but why would you say that? I mean, does you think he's going to gain points with the Trump people or what? I'm going to get to Trump in just a bit. In the next segment, in fact. But unbelievable this guy would have the chutzpah to say something that naive. And as much as I like this kid, I like him, I like his intellect, I like that he's a fighter. He definitely gets your attention on the stage. He's all those things. But he's still too wet behind the ears, as we say. Not long enough in the tooth. And he shows it when he opens his mouth in certain circumstances. And he is a platitude guy. I hate to give Christie too much credit, but Vivek is a platitude guy. ChatGPT, as they put it during the debate. Trump, when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a major Category 5 storm. Lee's maximum sustained wind speeds has reached 160 miles per hour as it builds over the Atlantic east of the Caribbean this morning. Lee was a Category 1 storm earlier in the day yesterday. The hurricane was located roughly 700 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Models are predicting the storm will likely reach its peak intensity by this weekend and is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane over the southwestern Atlantic early next week, though it's too soon to know whether this system will directly impact the U.S. mainland. Danny Masterson, an actor on That 70s Show, has been told his fate after being found guilty in his rape retrial. Masterson was convicted on two rape counts to 30 years behind bars. A hung jury was issued to a third accuser. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And if you're still wondering whether it's definitely Trump that Biden has to beat, the poll has some eye-opening new numbers on the Republican race. NBC News national political correspondent Steve Kornacki is at the big board for us. Steve, break down the numbers for us.
All right, Chris, I think there are two big findings in this new Wall Street Journal poll here. First, just look at the Republican race. And again, I mean, you can see an overwhelming lead for Donald Trump. And I think what's key about this poll is we've been waiting for one of these authoritative polls that's conducted entirely after the Republican debate, you know, in late August there. This one was. It was conducted, you can see, August 24th to August 30th. So this measures the debate, the fallout from the debate, how it was covered in the media. There was a lot of questions. Would Donald Trump pay a price for skipping that debate? No evidence of that when you look at these numbers.
That was MSNBC's Kornacki on Trump. There's a lot more to that that we're going to play. It is eye-opening, to say the least. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I play that clip because, and by the way, the numbers are Trump 59%, DeSantis 13%. We're talking a 46% gap. Okay? Then Nikki Haley at 8%, maybe a bit of a swing. He'll go into these numbers a little bit. Then next is Vivek Ramaswamy at 5%. Everybody else, 3, 2%, etc. He'll evaluate it. He doesn't go into the actual number for Trump because he's showing the visual. But it was 59%, 13% DeSantis post debate, and then Trump didn't even go. Now, I want to go to this article that I read, and this is from a guy who was a DeSantis supporter. His name is Ed Rollins. I know Ed. He's been around a long time. And here's what he wrote. They wrote, "The window has closed on those hoping to defeat former President Trump. Even a former vocal Ron DeSantis supporter admitted. No one in the Republican primaries is going to defeat President Trump." Ed Rollins, former advisor to President Reagan, said on Newsmax, a show called Sunday Report. He has a strong, solid base. It's getting stronger as he's gone through these terrible indictments. The fact that he's been indicted on 91 counts is just absurd. I'll stop there for just a second because I want to let that sink in. That 91 counts. And this guy, Kornacki, is going to go into detail on these counts and what it's done to impact Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to think about. As you understand what they're telling you about Donald Trump, that in spite of all his legal woes and all the things that are being thrown against him, in the Republican primary, he leads the next challenger by 46%. The amount that he leads in would be, people would salivate to have that much just for themselves. 59% of the people want Trump post-primary in the only poll that they have so far that is post-debate, and it is among Republicans. Now, I'll ask you this question. How strong do you believe the base for Joe Biden is? Do you believe 59% of Democrats will staunchly support him over all other candidates? Do you think Ron DeSantis has a strong base? His, we already look at it in the Republican Party. It's 13%. What about Gavin Newsom? Where are the polls about Gavin Newsom and Trump? What is his base? Now, I'll be honest with you. When they turn the release the Kraken and Gavin Newsom says he can run, he's going to soar past Joe Biden. That's their biggest fear. I've talked about it. The Democrats are concerned about their own guy because Gavin Newsom can tear down their party. If you let him go and he soars past Joe Biden, that means Joe Biden becomes fair game. He's now out. He becomes a lame duck president, and now everybody can go after him because all the shift has to be on to Gavin Newsom. What happens then? Well, as Carnacki will go into some of this detail, that's when Joe Biden's problems begin, because his perception, the perception of the public is that he's a nicer guy who is an honest guy. Let's listen a little bit more of what Carnacki had to say.
There was a lot of question, would Donald Trump pay a price for skipping that debate? No evidence of that when you look at these numbers. Was somebody going to surge out of this debate? And look, Nikki Haley's running at 8% here. That might be a tick or two above where she was. There was a lot of talk about Vivek Ramaswamy. There he is at 5%. Just the storyline that we've been telling for months now about Trump having an overwhelming lead in this Republican primary race, that storyline has survived the Republican debate that was held without Donald Trump. The race looks the same. It's a dominating Trump lead. And I think what really ought to worry Trump's opponents, I think, when you look at the size of Trump's lead, it's, look, Trump's extremely popular with Republican voters, but it's not as if his opponents aren't. Look at Ron DeSantis, 70% favorable, 24% unfavorable. Tim Scott, very popular. Nikki Haley, pretty popular there with Republicans. Ramaswamy, too. The only two Republican candidates who are unpopular with Republican voters are Mike Pence and Chris Christie. So it's not just that Trump is leading the field by such a wide margin. He's leading candidates who are well-known among Republican voters and well-liked by Republican voters. And in face of that, Trump has a 46-point advantage among Republicans.
All right. So, pardon me. So let's stop there for just a second. So Donald Trump's got a 46-point lead over the next person, which is Ron DeSantis. Then's Nikki Haley at 8%, Vivek Ramaswamy at 5%, and then we've got ex-litigators, AGs, vice presidents, governors, etc., that Vivek Ramaswamy is ahead of at 5%, and the rest of these guys are in the 3% and 2%, including Tim Scott, Chris Christie, etc., and he'll go into more detail about them. But I want to stop for just a second and talk about the numbers. Donald Trump is not only dominating in popularity, but here's the other thing that they wanted to know. What is the favorability between Republicans and Democrats? Donald Trump was number one in favorability amongst Republicans at 75%. The next favorite was 70, and that was DeSantis and Haley and others. All of it goes down from there, and he'll go into a little bit more detail around that. But I want to stop for just a second to explain to you that not only does Donald Trump dominate in who wants him to be the next president, the thing that would stop him would be if he was unfavorable. But 75 of all the candidates, he remains favorable. But here's the thing that Kornacki's making a point about. The other people are favored, too. So you would think if they favor Ron DeSantis, if they favor Nikki Haley, if they favor Tim Scott, which, by the way, Tim Scott had the least unfavorable. He was at 12% unfavorable. Nobody else had that low. Trump was in the 20s. Everybody else was mostly in the 20 percentile. So at least 20 to 25% of the people find every Republican candidate unfavorable except Tim Scott. And his favorables were like 55, 56% along line with Vivek Ramaswamy. Again, he'll go into more detail. But here's the point of it all. If you like Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and all these other people, how can you still like Trump? That's the thing that gets it. So what I would say to you is I would love to see a Democrat comparison. Look at everybody in the Democrat Party. Look at their favorability versus unfavorability. And more importantly, what I'd like to see is a poll of who runs against Biden and what they get. And let me tell you why you're not going to see those. Why are you not seeing polls that show how Gavin Newsom would do against Joe Biden? Why are you not seeing that? Because they know he would crush Joe Biden. This guy, Kornacki, and we'll play this full clip coming into the next segment. He goes into detail about age, capability, etc. Why are they not putting Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, is a complete moron, as big as Joe Biden? But what is it? What's his advantage? He can put two words together, and he's young. How do you think he would fare against Joe Biden? And I played a clip weeks ago of a Democrat saying, we need to primary Joe Biden. They want to. That was the first leak. So now we've got Robert Kennedy Jr. and this other Democrat, I forget where he's from, who said, when are we going to primary this guy? They want to know when, because they know he can't win. Now, what should the Republicans do? I'm not going to tell you that they should sanction a poll to see how Biden would compare against Newsom. And the reason is they want to drag Biden into the deep water and the Democratic Party into the deep water. I'm not against that strategy. Let this play out. And as you'll learn with the latter part of this segment that we're going to be doing, you're going to learn that the Republicans need to play out this strategy, because some of the things that are liked about Biden is he's a likable guy. I don't believe that, but okay, compared to Trump, they've demonized Trump to such a degree that, yeah, Biden may appear to be more likable. But what happens when it turns out that Joe Biden is the crook that we know him to be? What happens? What are those numbers going to impact? And as I said in one of the breaks, what happens also, or earlier in this particular segment, what happens when they do find out about Biden? Who's impacted? Is it going to be Donald Trump that gets the comeuppance, or is it going to be some other candidate?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about a guy named Joe Rollins, Ed Rollins, rather, who wrote a, who gave an interview and said, Trump can't be beat. And he's right. Trump can't be beat. We're going to finish playing an MSNBC clip of a guy named Conracky who gave statistical data on what's going on with Donald Trump right now. And it's got the Republican Party in shambles. The Uniparty is in shambles. Because they don't know what to do about the guy who will go in and redo this government in ways that will absolutely save the republic. I have to believe God has his divine hand in this. Because when Trump lost and got cheated in 2020, what were we thinking? I mean, you're thinking, holy crap, we're done. He may be done. I mean, I know we stayed, some of us were stalwarts and we stayed with the program, but you had to have been, you know, felt like you got clipped at the knees. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, go to our store. We're going to be putting it on the website. Please go to the store. I think you're going to love the things that we've designed. They're just amazing stuff. I'm excited about this. Visit the store, the Kevin Jackson Network. Just go there. You'll see the shopping, the items that are up there. They're going to blow your mind. Rollins said, this is a very vulnerable Biden. And the former president can stand up there and take everything apart from immigration to the economy and what have you. And unfortunately, the challenge will be to break through when you've got all this legal stuff. And I think to a certain extent, Republicans ought to be talking about those issues, not about Trump's legal problems. Now, I'm going to tell you what's happening in Arizona. The GOP can't raise enough money to say grace over. Now, this person writes, the fundraising within the Republican Party has been stretched in what has been an expensive GOP presidential primary to date. And Rollins suggests that there needs to be some consolidation to help the eventual nominee and ultimately defeating the true enemies of the Democratic Party. So what do we have here? We've got X number of candidates. Let's count them. We've got that governor out of Montana. We've got Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, no chance. Pence, no chance. All right? We've got Tim Scott, no chance. That's five. Nikki Haley, six. Ramaswamy, seven. DeSantis, eight. And I know Larry Elder's running, even though I talked to Larry about it, and I'm not going to go into the privacy of that conversation. But the point is, there are others. So there are eight candidates who you know nationally, and none of them have a chance. But they're spending millions of dollars. Now, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen to the Republican Party? And I've already asked this question, but I'm going to ask it in a different way. If every one of those candidates say, you know what? We're not going to let the Democrats defeat us by going at each other. We're all going to put our efforts and support behind Donald Trump. And we're asking that those of you who have donated to us support the Republican Party so we can get Donald Trump elected as the next president of the United States. What would happen to the Republican fundraising if that happened? How would you view the Republican Party if they did that? Now, I'm a strategist. I'm going to tell you right now, that would send a shockwave over the Democrats. They think a nuclear bomb went off. And not only would the blast kill them, but as you know, the radiation coming out of it and the shockwave is going to kill some others, you know, down the road. There would be the biggest nuclear explosion politically to happen in forever. And it would be exactly what the Democrats did in 2020 when they all immediately at the same time said, I'm out. And then they cheated Biden in. But you know the difference? We don't have to cheat Trump in. I want to play the rest of this clip because I think it is so amazingly insightful as to what Donald Trump has done. There is no candidate, left or right, whatever political persuasion you want to give them, that has a stronger base of support than Donald Trump. Not one. And the only thing that has to happen for Donald Trump when he is through the primary is for the truth to be told. If the media is in order, if we are no longer listening to the noise of the left, Donald Trump wins in a landslide and we don't let him pencil whip us. They can't cheat us. Here's the clip.
Is the criminal activity, the prosecutions of Trump, is that a factor in this? Perhaps it's creating a rally around Trump effect among Republicans. The Wall Street Journal poll, I thought this was interesting. They asked about all the specific charges, the hush money, the classified document case, the attempts to overturn the election, the Georgia case that's been in the news recently. They asked Republican voters, do you consider each case politically motivated without merit, or do you think it's legitimate? And in no case do more than 30% of Republican voters think that the prosecution is legitimate. So overwhelmingly, they are on Trump's side when it comes to these matters. And remember, it was when this first case, this Stormy Daniels case, was brought months ago. That's when Trump's lead began to zoom up in that Republican primary race to the point where it now is. The other major finding of this poll, 46-46, Trump tied with Biden. You might be surprised, given again, with general election voters looking looking at all of Trump's legal problems, Trump's loss in 2020, the underperformance of his candidates in 2022. Well, look, the dynamic is a little different if it's a Trump-Biden rematch. Biden would be the incumbent president, and the incumbent president in this poll has a 42% job approval rating. That's perilous territory for an incumbent. Interestingly, this Wall Street Journal poll also took a number of qualities, and they asked, does Biden have them? Does Trump have them? And a couple that jump out here, look, Biden has Trump beat when it comes to likability. The question of corruption, nearly 60% of voters think that Trump is corrupt, but nearly 50% of voters apply the same label to Joe Biden. Biden with an advantage there on the question of honesty. I think the other thing that jumps out in this poll is the matter of age. Joe Biden and Donald Trump, both old, but Biden is older than Trump. And look, if you ask, mentally up for the job of being president, these aren't good scores for either. Only 46% say it about Trump, but only 36% say that Biden is mentally up to the job. And then you simply ask the question, is too old to run for president? Nearly three quarters of all voters say that Joe Biden is. Not quite half say that Trump is. That's a 26-point gap right there. And again, you're talking about an election. It's going to be decided. If it is Trump versus Biden again, it's probably going to be decided on the edges, on the margins. Is age, is that question of mentally up for the job, is that the kind of thing that could cost Biden a point or two on the edges in an election as close as we've been seeing in this country the last couple cycles? That could make a big difference, and that could help explain, Chris, why you're looking at, in this poll at least, a dead heat between Trump and Biden.
Okay, so if you believe that there's a tie between Biden and Trump, fine. I'm not going to debate you on it. But here's what I will tell you. Look at the things that can impact this race across the board. So mentally, is Biden up for the job? He's already at least 10 points difference between Donald Trump and not. Age-wise, is he capable of doing the job? There's a 20-point gap, or somewhere close to that, in ability to do it physically. And is he up for the challenge? Almost three quarters of the people say Biden is not up for the challenge. So let's just look at this and say, okay, so you think Trump is corrupt? Because that was one of the things that came out. You don't think Trump's likable, right? Because he's being presented as mean-spirited. Who can change more? If you don't like Trump and then he comes on and he says something that you go, well, that makes sense, or yeah, that it was true, that's the way it was. And juxtapose that to what you're going to start finding out about the Bidens. What if Joe is a lot less likable than you think? What if he is more corrupt than you think? What happens when that's proven? How does that sway people's feelings against Trump? Now, remember this. 75% of Republicans find Trump favorable. So he's only got 20-something percent of the people to convince otherwise within the Republican Party. Now, the Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump. They're going to tell you all that crap that they want you to believe. But the real question is, what are the independents going to think when they learn that Joe Biden is indeed a liar, that he has been taking money? What are they going to do as his health continues to deteriorate and he goes from whatever percentage he is now to less? Because that's what's going to happen. What are they going to do with his mental acumen as they see that if he bumbles now, what do you think he's going to be bumbling in the next bit of time? You think he's getting better? Of course he's not. You already know this. Now, what about the 56% of the people that think Trump is corrupt? What happens when these cases go away and then the Bidens of the world start being looked at the way they should be looked at, and you find out they are corrupt, that Donald Trump was telling you the truth when he called Joe Biden out in a debate and said your son is taking money, and he's been steadfast and stalwart in every single thing that he said about it, and then you learn that Joe Biden is involved with our enemies, China and Russia, etc.? What happens? Who has the biggest upside? Yeah, I think you know the answer. So the Democrats are rightfully scared. And this polling, this thing that this guy just laid out, he's right. Everybody should fear it that doesn't like Trump.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.